This is the transcript. This is the list of casualties in Normandy up to the 14th of July.
Committed strength 2,055, killed in action 321, wounded in action 660, missing 458, strength on 15 July 918. 15 July, okay.
Over 60%, I think it came to.
Germans captured 554. Vehicles captured 75. Tanks destroyed 20.
Yeah.
Did
but
you?
Bumpty. Well, I'm getting to the story. Bumpty.
Okay.
Was, I think 16 of them knocked out in one day.
Really?
In Bumpty, one of the biggest fights.
Well, what's the name of the village?
Bumpty, B-A-U-P-T-E.
Okay.
That was just before I got hit later in Pontani.
Uh-huh. Ground gained. This figure takes into account only the gains made by forward elements of the regiment with no friendly troops to the front, 30 miles.
Frontline troops all the time.
That's incredible.
What they call line soldiers, frontline. Uh-huh. We talk guys. You ever see any Germans? Yeah, sure, we picked up some prisoners, yeah. You ever seen them shoot at you? Not too many guys seen them shoot at them. You know, in other words, when you're a line soldier,
uh-huh,
you're here and the Germans there, or enemy, whatever, in uh-huh, Japanese. The guys in the rear never see them. What they see is what we send back. The shelling they hear and everything, they hear it coming back. In other words, they never see the enemy. I always kid them. The only time you see the enemy, I says, when we send them back, they're dead or alive. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes I look back and I say, what a shit tool I was.
Now the
you know, because in a way you feel like a damn fool after. See, this is in the transcript here. It tells about Pontani here. It's quite a pages here. I taped that thing and I sat up in a room for I don't know how long. Just slowly try to think, you know, but it's hard after so many years, you know.
Well, I tell you what, let me read this. And you make comments on it, as details that are not in this come to the fore, okay?
All right.
I'll move up to the, to after you've landed.
Up to where we crossed the river.
Yes, okay, let me get up to that.
You know, the biggest fights, though, were not here. The biggest fights actually were in Holland and Belgium. We had the biggest battles. Although these were vicious as it was, the Irish Alpha took some punishment.
All right, I'll start. We came to a road. All right, let me take it from here, okay, even though we've gone over this already. We came to a road. This is on page 7 of the transcript. And as we went down the road, some Germans crossed over it. They opened fire. We opened fire. It was quite a firefight there for a few minutes. The fighting didn't last more than a few minutes. And we pulled the hell out because our objective was to get over to the hill hill 30,
yeah,
or to the causeway if we could find it. So we went across, we went over across some of the hedgerows, and golly, we saw some other troopers as the dawn was starting to come. We made them out as American paratroopers, so we hooked up with them. There were altogether about 18 of us.
Yeah.
We had to get to either Beauzeville, B-E-U-Z-E-V-I-L-L-E,
Beauzeville, yeah,
or to get to Hill 30. We didn't know where it was because we couldn't orient ourselves. Nothing seemed like the sand tables. Now, what were the sand tables?
The sand tables. Regular, just the landscape exactly as supposed to be, but with the inundated areas.
Uh-huh.
The whole thing was, it just didn't jive. You know, it's different when you jump, when you, it's hard to explain. You jump into an area, from when you see it from up above, it's one thing. When you're down and all of a sudden you can't see nothing. So you're here, you say, where are you? I'm here. Where's here? I don't know. Chewing gum?
No, thanks.
In other words, where are you? I'm over here. I said, where's there? I don't know. I'm here. How are you going to find the guy? Oh, boy.
We had studied back in England. We looked we could see farmhouses. The best thing we could figure out was wherever the heavy firing was, head in that direction, because it's got to be our men fighting with somebody. So we headed out and we finally came to a group. We heard the firing had stopped and we finally found some more men.
That was Shenley's group, Colonel
Shenley.
Okay,
Colonel Shenley.
Yeah.
The artillery was coming in and one fellow got hit in the rump. That was what you would do.
Yeah, the shrapnel in front of my head.
I had a piece of shrapnel hit in the ground just in front of my head.
I can still lift my head and see that thing explode, even till today. That one thing, you say, Jesus Christ, for an inch I could have been dead. They go right through the helmet.
When I lifted my head, I could see the smoke coming out of the ground. Now, what was the weather like?
If I remember, it was clear.
Clear?
What I mean clear was slightly overcast, I'd say. It wasn't like a day like today now, beautiful sun out, but it was a clear day. It wasn't raining that I can remember. It wasn't raining.
Was it warm or?
Yeah, comparatively warm. It gets chilly at night. Well, every place gets chilly at night. And then we had our OD, the khaki.
What did you have for food?
K rations. And that's it. We had plenty of ammunition. Couldn't eat that. And bandoliers were hanging all over the place to make sure you didn't run when you jumped. Felt like Pancho Villa.
We had quite a few casualties at that point. There were even some clattering sound of tanks down below.
Yeah, that was down by the near the causeway, coming from what do they call it, La Manure or something like that, a manor, I guess.
From the manor, okay. But we were fortunate; we were in the heavy brush, so the tanks couldn't get through the hedgerows that easily. They were mostly tied up on the main roads. We ended up in another firefight with Germans. They were more confused than we were because they would start shooting and then they would take off. The firefight didn't last any more than about 20 minutes. During this fight, some of our men knocked out a German tank.
Not me, I wasn't involved.
Okay. The hedgerows were very thick. Trying to get through, you couldn't really see from one to the other. You couldn't see through the next one. That's what made it so difficult.
Yeah.
We finally
move very slow. You walk right into the open, get blasted. The hedgerow is no bigger than Christ, half the size of this yard. Piles of dirt with trees on them, and that was it. It's a little enclosures. Went through that one into another one into another one. I don't know why the Normans developed their fields that way, but that's the pattern over there. The mound of dirt would be this high. Some places maybe 6-7 foot thick, and then trees and shrub going out of it. So all you see is this wall in front of you.